Okay, today's daf is Me'ila daf Chav Beis, or you might call it Kinim daf Chav Beis. Yeah, I think this is the first time in all of our travels that we have two different mesechtas on the same daf. Almost every other mesechta, obviously in Shas, starts on daf Beis. But here we have Me'ila continuing to the Mishnayis in Kinim, and B'ed Hashem, we will get there in a couple of minutes. Okay, first we though have to a couple of lines of Maseches Me'ila to finish up. We are on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis in Me'ila, and we just quoted the last Mishnah in Me'ila, which discussed the issue of depositing money with a friend. And the Mishnah said that it depends what type of friend you have. Do you have just a friend, a balabayas, a neighbor? Do you have, if it's the balabayas, that's one extreme. Balabayas generally does not use money, and therefore, if you give him any money to watch, so you could assume that it's there just to be safeguarded, not to use. And therefore, if he uses any of it, then he violates Me'ila. On the other hand, a shulchani is always using money. It's a money changer. And therefore, if you give him money that is tied up, then you could assume that you just wanted him to watch it. But if it's open, so then you have to assume that he's going to use it. And the machlokas was, what about a chenvani? A chenvani is a storekeeper who uses more money than a balabayas, but doesn't use money as much as a shulchani. So that is the machlokas we had in the Mishnah between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Good. That was the first half of the Mishnah. Then the second half of the Mishnah said, what happens if a pruta of hektish fell into my pocket, got mixed up into a mixture. So Rabbi Akiva says, once the first one was taken out, Rabbi Akiva says, you have to assume the first one. You have to assume the first one was hektish, and therefore one violates right away. And not only Mishum Suffik, Rabbi Akiva is saying Ma'al, and therefore you'd bring a Karban Asham. So it's not just, you might as well be machmir. Rabbi Kiva is holding Batorah's Vadai, that you bring a Karban Asham Me'ilos, and we label the first one as the Me'ila one. V'chachamim omrim, no, chachamim say no, until you take out the entire kiss, meaning you have all the way up until the last one. Rabbi Akiva though agrees to the chachamim, that you have the last one, if you use a lashon, that sounds like it's only by the last one, where somebody says, Ba'omer pruta, to sneeze again, 1 minute. Ba'omer pruta minakis ze hektish. If you use a lashon that says it's the last one, so then you have to wait only after your motzi kol hakis do we say that you violate. Okay, so we start off by saying that Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan a question. The question is, what was the question that Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan? We are going to have a couple of opinions. What exactly was the question? We did the first one yesterday. The first opinion is that Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, within our Mishnah, what's the difference between the Reish and the Seifa? Within our Mishnah, it sounds like, why would Rabbi Akiva argue in one case and agree in the other case? What's the difference? So he says, because the Seifa is a case where he says, Lo yiftar kis ze min ha-hektish. This kiss should not be niftar until hektish comes from it, which is a lashon that it is from the end. Only the last one is going to be hektish. Okay, so that's Rabbi Kipta in our Mishnah. We discussed yesterday the Tosfos, which Achronim discussed elsewhere, and that is Bittel. Is there Bittel by Matveos? That was the discussion of Tosfos. Okay, Kiyasa Ravin, now we're at 4 lines from the bottom. When Ravin came, Amar, Kisin Ashvarim Ramalei. Ravin says that it was not an internal question about the Mishnah, but Ravin says it was a question about this Mishnah versus another Mishnah. Our Mishnah is Kisin. Shvarim is the Mishnah in Menachos. What does the Mishnah there say? Ditznan ha'omer echan mishvari hektish. If somebody says, one of my oxen is hektish. That's what he says. So hayulo. So which of the oxen? Hayulo shnayim. If he has two, hagadol shabayan hektish. So the gadol in them, the better one of them is hektish. So why over there does the Mishnah Menachos by oxen say that the better one is hektish? And here you don't go by the best coin. Just go by the first coin, the last coin. So why exactly is there a difference in shita? So amalei seifa ba'omer lo yiftar kisem and hektish. And the same answer is given by Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, because our Mishnah, the Seifa, is a case where the person says that it's the last one that's going to be hekdesh by the first kin, one of my oxen. So you can assume a person is makdesh ba'ayin yafeh, and therefore he gives the better one to hekdesh. But when it comes to the coins, the seifa is a case of an ukimta where he says that there should be hekdesh before this ends. Before this pocket gets totally empty, and therefore you can assume that it's the last one. That is number two. So number one was maybe it's an internal question. Number two is maybe it was a question from our Mishnah to the Mishnah in Menaches about oxen. Opinion number three, Rav Papa Amar, Kisin Alugin Ramalei. Rav Papa said it's a machlokas between, it's a kasha, Reish Lakish asked, from our Mishnah on Lugin. On Lugin, this is really a brisa. A few times in Shas where this brisa appears where it says Ditznan, and really as it says on the side, it changes it to Ditanya. Ditznanya, halokech yain mimen akusim. This is one of the Breira cases in Shas. If somebody buys wine from Kusim, and it is almost Shabbos, it is Shabbos, Rashi says, Shohaya Baderach, he was Baderach, or Erev Shabbos Beit HaShemashes, he didn't have time to be mafresh himself, so therefore, what's the halacha? Omer, he can say as follows, Shnei Lugin Sh'ani Asad LaHafresh, two Lugin that I am going to be mafresh in the future. The two Lugin, the 1/50th, which is the Mida Ayin Beinonis of Hafrashas Truma. Remember, on a Daraisa level, there is no shear given for Hafrashas Truma. Chita Achas Poteres HaZakri. One little bit is good enough. The others, everything has a shear. Not everything, but Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, Meiser Ani. Right? It's all Meiser, so from the word Eser. But the other items don't have a shear. Truma and Chala on a Daraisa level. On a Derabana level, Chazal said how much you should have to give, 140th, 150th, 160th, 148th, all different shiurim given on a Derabana level. So here, he wants to take off Truma. So he says, the two Lukin that I'm going to be mafresh, I ain't Truma. That 150th is going to be Truma. And he does not have to take it off. He just has to designate it in his cup. Asara Maiserishon, and then 10 of what's left. Really, it's not 10, it's 9.8. Right, because it's 10% of what's left after you take off the two is going to be Meiser Rishon, Tisha Meiser Sheni, and what's left after that is going to be Meiser Sheni. It's talking about a Meiser Sheni year. Umiachel v'shoseh miyad. And then you can drink right away. Question, what does miyachel mean? Does that mean he's mechalal it, or does it mean it's chulin and therefore you just drink it, or does it mean does it gulp it down? Either way, miyachel is on a different pshatim in the Rishon and what it means, but Lamaisa, he could drink from this cup right away. Divrei Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says, you're allowed to do this, you're allowed to designate your hafrashas, and then partake of it right away. Rebbe Yehuda, v'Rebbe Yossi, v'Rebbe Shimon, Ostrin. Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Shimon, all Aser. You're not allowed to do this. Why? Because you have to assume that what you drink is going to be the Truma and the Meiser. Right? You can't say that, oh, only what's left in the cup. Rashi says, who is the kasha on? Rashi says, machlokas Rashi Tosas here. But if you look in Rashi, first of all, the Rishonim say the machlokas is about Breira. Tanakama, Rebbe Meir says that you hold of Breira, meaning once an action becomes clearer in the future, you could already see the roots of that action in the past. That's what Yesh Breira means. In a nutshell, we could spend weeks on Breira, but that is just in short what Breira means, and therefore a mayor says, once I later take off the Truma and the Meiser, so I can assume that was the Truma and the Meiser even originally. Yesh Breira, and therefore you can drink it, and you can assume that you're drinking Chulin. Unlike Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon, all say no, Ein Breira, and therefore the entire coast has Truma and Meiser in it. Every little drop that you drink has Truma and Meiser in it. And therefore, says Rashi, third to last skinny line, V'had Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Kashia ad Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, who say that whatever is left in the cup, it's all over. Not only what's left of the cup, but whatever you drink, all over, is the Truma and the Meiser. So that's against Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says it's the first one. Akiva says it's the first one that comes out. What's only Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Akiva? What about the other three? That's what we're going to talk about in a second. They were all Tamidim of Rabbi Akiva. So Amale, Seifa Demastisan, but Omer Leipata Kizem and Hektish. Our Mishnah is unique, because our Mishnah, where Rabbi Akiva agrees in the Seifa, is a case where he says the last one should be Hektish. Right? That's why it is a unique case. So that takes us through the Me'ilah, Hadrol Shlichosa, Shlichusa. Good. A couple of important points, though, related to these last few lines. first of all, note that Tosfos says that the kasha is from Rabbi Meir, not from Rabbi, the last three shitas of Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, but he says the kasha is from Rabbi Meir. Either way, Rashi points out that, why is this a question? Because these were Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. As we know, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Yevamos. The Gemara says, this is this week to discuss this Gemara. The Gemara in Yevamos Samach Beis, Lag BaOmer is coming up in 3 days. So the Gemara tells us that the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva, famous Gemara, all died between Pesach and Shavuos. This is the only Gemara in Shas that has any hint to the Nihuge Avelis during Svira. There's nothing explicit about it. Nihugim of Avelis, nothing in Shas about not getting haircuts or weddings. That is already in the Gaonim. Sometime after the Chasimas HaTalmud did those Minhagim start. But the source of it all is in the Gemara. Yevamos Daf Samach Beis Mabeis, the Gemara says that the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva all died during, between Pesach and Shavuos, v'bnei shelo nahagu kavu zeh bazeh, because they weren't knowing covered with each other. V'haya olam shameim ad shebar Rabbi Akiva etzar abasinu shebedarum, until Rabbi Akiva came to the rabbis in the south, v'shana lahem and started again. And he taught them, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, and Blazer ben Shemua. Right here, you have 4 out of 5. Right on our Amud, you have Rabbi Meir arguing with Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon. This is the week of all of these Tanaim. Right, Shimon or Shimon Yachai. His yard site is in 2.5 days from now. Rabbi Meir, we're not 100% sure when Rabbi Meir's yard site is, but the minhag of going to the kever is yesterday. Yesterday, last night, the Hilul with Rabbi Meir was yesterday on Yudalit. But this is Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi is buried right outside of Tzfat also. Everybody's right there. Rabbi Meir Balanes, they're all right there next to the, next where Rabbi Akiva is also. Right, so now, within a little distance from Meiron. But again, right here, you have all of these, Tanaim saying that they ask a stira between the Talmidim and the Rebbe. Because you could assume that the Talmidim would have said like the Rebbe said. Okay. Big question about why Lag BaOmer is such a happy day. There were no Talmidim left to die. Right? They all died. 22,000. Right? And, so 24,000. So why exactly is it such a happy day? So the most common answer given in many of the Svarim is that the Simcha is the starting again. The Mitzvah is the Simcha is the fact that these five amazing Talmidim started to bring Torah Sheval Peh to all of Klal Yisrael once again. And that's the Simcha. Like at a Siyam, it's not the finishing, but it's the beginning. Rahman al-Islam, yes, they all died, but that was, for some reason, a warped type of Torah, for whatever reason, why Hashem had to start again. And therefore, we are happy that the Torah and Torah Sheval Peh still could flourish in a time when it looked bleak and it looked dim and it looked like, you know, there was going to be the end. But Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Siyata Deshmaya, we were able to start again. Breira. So again, we're not going to spend too much time on this, but just to know, what are we paskin by Breira? What are we paskin? Sugi's all over Shas. Yesh Breira, Ein Breira, the Yom Shel Shlomo, if you look in Baba Kama, where Breira comes up, one of the Sugi's in Shas comes up, and Baba Kama, Yevamos V'Chulu, he has 10 to 15 pages on Breira. It's huge. If you want to know anything on Breira, just look in the Yom Shel Shlomo. He has Kutris B'Inyonei Breira. And he says at the beginning, he says, Breira is Aruka, right, and it's long, and I just don't know what to do. So he says, I'm going to write a Kutris here, because many people have had mistakes about Breira, and I just want to make sure that everybody has it clear. So he wrote this very long, many, many pages and columns regarding Breira. He says, Levra isi believi laharich bebreira, ki hi arucha meiras mita rechavi mine yam, im kol srogev anafeha, ki kava vakava panim yishla, vi gedole olam ta'uba, meirov arichis omeka pilpol, hatoli vakava vakava sugi shebetalmud, vashem yatzileni mishkiyos. And it's very challenging to put all the sugis of Breira. There are many distinctions. The question is, you have some Gemaras that seem to say Yesh Breira, some Gemaras seem to say Ein Breira, and how do you put it all together? So there are some different chilukim in the Rishonim. The most basic chiluk, which is already in the Gemara, is Doraisa versus Drabanan. Doraisa Ein Breira. We don't rely on Breira, Doraisa, and Yesh Breira mi Drabanan. But other Rishonim and Bali Tosfos have different chilukim. Maybe it depends whether the Breira is Tali Badas Atzmo or Tali Badas Achirim. Is it Tali on your doing something or on other people doing something? Is it Tali B'day Adam? Is it Tali B'day Shemayim? Maybe something will be Mavura by itself. Just time will tell. Masha'ekin, if I have to do something. So these are all distinctions between the different chilukim and sugis of Breira. But the Rambam and many others paskin like the chiluk, like that one of the Amoram say, and that is Daraisa Darabanim. Daraisa Ein Breira, Darabanim Yesh Breira. Why is that? So the Ran in Maseches Gittin says the reason is L'chumra. The reason is we don't know what to paskin. And therefore, we just have to be machmir. So, Ein Breira is generally a chumra, and that's why by Daraisas we're say Ein Breira. And that's really why Savi Daraisa L'chumra, Savi Darabanan L'kula. But the Ran says in Achinami, if saying Yesh Breira would be a chumra, then we'd say Yesh Breira on a Daraisa level as well. Right, it's all about being machmir. That is what the Ran says in Maseches Gittin. And if you look in the Yamsha Shlomo, he does not like that. The Yamsha Shlomo, just read you one line of this Yamsha Shlomo, says the Marshal, the Daraisa Darabanan Chiluk is not Mishum Safek, it's Petaras Vadai. And we would say, Ein Breira Daraisa, even if that would lead to a Kula. Says the Marshal, he titles the four Prakim. At the end of his long Arichos, he summarizes it into four Prakim, which is just about a page and a half. And he says, Haperek HaRishon, Hu HaKlal, Delo Amrinan Breira B'Daraisa, Bein L'Kula, Bein L'Chumra, Bein L'Chadchila, Bein B'Diavet, Bein B'Dala B'Daz Atzmo, Bein B'Dala B'Daz Acherim. No chilukim. Bein hecha she'eno masne beferish umevarer dvarav. Whether he didn't say it explicitly. Bein hecha she'mevarer dvarav umasne beferish. Whether he says anything explicitly. Either way, this chiluk holds true. Daraisa versus Darabanan. V'lav dafka daraisa mamish. Ela afilu bidi Darabanan. V'ikir shame Torah's daraisa alav. Even if you have a Darabanan, which we would call ikir min haTorah, that also you would say ein breira kimo meiser yerek. Which Meiser is Daraisa, just the application of Yarek is Darabanan, there also you would say Ein Breira. Again, that is the Marshal in the first para, Ein Breira Daraisa. The second chilek is, you say Breira, even B'Daraisa, Ahecha Shamasa B'Darvash Omei Lizbar B'Vadai. What if you know it's going Vadai to be going to be Mizbarer? Many things will never be Mizbarer, possibly. You split up a Yerusha, you don't know who is supposed to get what. That's never going to be his mitbarer. But other things would be mitbarer. Other examples. Then there are other times. Gives other pratim. What about nedarim? Either way, this is the Yavshal Shlomo. Keep in mind that Breira is always related to two other sugyas. My Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig always like to say, whenever you learn Breira, you have to learn it and know that Breira goes along with tnaim, tnai, which is a certain type of prayer, you might say, where you explicitly said it, and asmachta. Asmachta, which is a sugya Maseches Sanhedrin, where Rashi defines asmachta as a commitment today based on a future event that is unclear what the outcome is going to be. That's why the whole gambling sugya is in within the issue of asmachta. Asmachta, we pass on asmachta as lokanya. Machlokas amorayim, asmachta lokanya, except by tztaka, we pass on asmachta the tztaka is kanya. That's why the shuls could have raffles and Chinese auctions or any other type of a smachta type of situation. Because a smachta stock is kanya, but a smachta otherwise is not kanya, but that is some of the point in the sugyas of Breira. There are other Rishonim that don't say the Daraisa Darabanan Chiluk. Tosfos at the end of Temura we had on Daf Lamed says you always hold a Breira. It's always Yesh Breira. Other Rishonim, there's always Ein Breira. But most Rishonim have some type of distinction because you have to put all the sugyas and shas together to be able to get a clear picture. Okay, one final point in this Masechta, and that is the first day we mention this Rambam, so the last day we'll mention the Rambam. Because the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Me'ila has an important Hashkafik Yisod, which we mentioned all the way at the beginning, but this is the end of Maseches Me'ila, so we should mention it again. And the Evan Ha'azel, or Mr. Zalman, this we did not mention, that just wonders why this Yisod Gadol is put here. This should be at the beginning of everything. This should be in Hilchos Yisod the HaTorah. The Rambam puts it here, tucked away at the end of Me'ila, but says we're at the Evan Ha'azel, or Mr. Zalman is just ponders, he tries to give him a shot, he ponders why exactly the Rambam keeps this secret until the end of Me'ila. Ra'uila Adam Lizbonei, this is the Rambam about Tamei HaMitzvos. And the Rambam's Yisod, that even if I want to research Tamei HaMitzvos, do not think, I should not think that that is the end-all and the be-all of all mitzvahs. It can help me a little bit. It can give it a little taste, as we know, reason and taste. But don't think that this is the ultimate point of the mitzvah. Ra'u la'adam lizbonei mimishbeit ha'torah kadosha. V'leida sof inyanu kivikocho. I have to try to understand all the mitzvahs as much as possible. V'davar shelo yimsa lo tam, v'lo yeda lo eila. As something that I do not find a reason to, al yihikal be'enav. It should not be light in my eyes. V'lo yaros la'alos el Hashem pen yifretz bo. I shouldn't try to go up the mountain. The pasuk from Har Sinai, because you might break through and violate. Rav Issa Zalman explains that, because sometimes people want to get reasons only in order to limit the mitzvah. I want to understand the mitzvah so that I'll be able to say when it doesn't apply. He says, if we have that attitude, Rachman al-Islan, then when we're out for Tami HaMitzvah, it's just to limit the mitzvah, so that's not the purpose of Tami HaMitzvah. The mitzvah is the mitzvah per se, period, always, unless Chazal limited it. Once I come up with a mitzvah, okay, that can give me a greater hislavos, a greater rutzo to do the mitzvah, but that should not limit the mitzvah. He says, sometimes, might meet somebody on the street, this is Rav Issa Zalman talking now, who he calls a chafshi, someone who is a free person, and they might come to you with a kasha. And really, they're not coming to you with a kasha, they're coming to you with a teretz. If they came to you with a kasha, they would want to hear a teretz. Their kasha is really a teretz. They've already came up with the tirutzim to answer up all kashas. So therefore, you have to know exactly when somebody's really asking a kasha and when somebody's asking a teretz. He has the beautiful line. He says, v'shamati b'shem gon echad, sharma lo echad me'achav shiim. Really meaning in the beginning of the 1920s, 1930s, those who came to Eretz Yisrael. Yesh li kushios. Amalo hagod. Im hay lecha kushios, haya efshar li yashiv lecha kushiosech. Hachisaron hu, shehem etzlech lo kushios ala tirusim. Eincha rotzel lishmar dini ha-torah, vata rotzel atari tzatzmacha, lomalo ein ata shomer. Says you have to realize that whether we really have a kasha or we really have a teretz. Sometimes you speak to people, Rachman al-Itzlan, and they have the tirutzim. They don't really have kasha. They're, oh, I have a kasha, therefore that's why I'm doing this. No, they have a teretz. You know, if they had a kasha, you could try to reason with them. And he says, that's the pshat in the Haggadah. He says, Ulafi by the Rasha, Lufi shehotzvi hosi es aso ben haklal kofar be'ikr. Because he took himself out of the klal, he was kofar. No, it should be the opposite. Because he was kofar be'ikr, that's why he took himself out of the klal. He says, no. The Haggadah is saying he was motzi himself in a klal because he came up with all these tirutzim. And because of he was motzi, and therefore that memela, he was kofar be'ikr. But either way, that's based on the Rambam. The Rambam's lashon of, if we're interested in Tami HaMitzvos, just to limit the mitzvah, then we're going to violate going up to Har Sinai. And we'll make up and limit our own mitzvah world and value system. V'lotei machshavaso boka machshavaso b'shar divrei achol. We can't put it like other mundane matters where, if it doesn't make sense, then I don't have to do it. That's not what the divine, we say by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rules. And why does he say this here? By Me'ila. The Rav Zalman is still worried why it's all the way in the back. He says, Ma imeitzim avanim ba'ofer ba'efer. If you have dirt and sticks and stones, once you are makdish it, it becomes kadosh, and you can't be knowing minachol, even if it's just rocks or wood, whatever it is belonging to the Beis HaMikdash, and even if you did a bishogig, you need kapara. So surely if you have something that is sublime, something that is spiritual, you have a mitzvah, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu imbued with kedusha. So if we can imagine if wood and sticks could have kedusha, surely something that is spiritual that we have to make sure that not to violate and not to take advantage. Right? That is the Rambam. Again, he says a lot more. We'll see at the end if we have time to read the rest. But that is the Ebn Azal's comments on the Rambam at the end of Meseches Me'ilah.